Hello, you're listening to CJLO News.
If it was,
she has not been to any debate.
Booing and jeering at the Meet the Candidates event in NDG for the federal election, at the absence of sitting MP Anna Ganey.
The way she speaks, I want
her here.
This is not right.
The Meet the Candidates event is hosted by the NDG Community Council every Canadian federal election. It's a chance for community members to get to know the platforms of the candidates running in the riding for a seat in the House of Commons. Malcolm Lewis Richmond from the NDP, Marc Perez from the People's Party, Felix Antoine Bourreau from the Bloc Québécois, Arnold Downey from the Green Party, and independent Alex Trainman Montegano attended the event to answer community questions. Conservative candidate Neil Drabkin was absent, and most notably, sitting MP and Liberal candidate Anna Ganey was not in attendance. Ganey had sent two pre-recorded answers on housing and immigration to the event, which were played on a screen. Multiple members of the audience booed, walked out, and turned their backs.
$3 trillion in debt. How does government create debt? Why are the houses going to come?
Anna Ganey has canceled multiple public appearances in the riding, including her own campaign launch in March. The day after the NDG candidates meeting, Ganey was scheduled to appear at a meet and greet in the Montreal West Library, but canceled the moment it was scheduled to start.
I am so sorry. I'm shocked as much as you are.
Here's the organizer of that event, librarian Deborah Marcoglese.
I really wanted to know a little bit about her, like personally, so I had a bunch of silly questions to ask that I'm asking all the candidates. The second thing I was very interested in knowing is, what does she know about Montreal West? Like, what are the big issues that, like, federally are concerning Montreal West?
Ganey had walked into the library and turned around and walked right out before calling in to cancel. There was a group of community members from the riding representing the group Vote for Palestine there. They were hoping to talk to Ganey about their platform this election. One of their members, Samer Alkdor, says she believes Ganey left because she saw them and did not want to face the questions they had about Ganey's positions on Israel-Palestine.
We're here today to talk to her and just like any other citizen in this country. And I heard that she canceled because she doesn't feel safe. I don't know why. Just seeing the keffiyehs maybe is scary for her.
What were you hoping to ask her if she came in and sat down? What would you have said to Anna?
Like at least to endorse the Palestine platform and to see her stand on Palestine since she's running for the elections right now. So this is like a really important for issue since I'm Palestinian. I have family in Gaza. So we need to know about the people that we're going to elect if they're going to do anything in regards to Palestine.
NDG Westmount is projected to go Liberal and is considered a Liberal stronghold riding. Matthew Taylor is a doctoral candidate at the University of Montreal who studies party politics in Canada. He has a theory for why Ganey is not making many public appearances.
This is a riding that basically the Liberals need to be having a catastrophically bad election for them not to be winning. And for a candidate, that's going to create a lot of incentives to just not bother showing up in events. The worst you can do is actually hurt your campaign and yourself and your own standing by doing that. Which, you know, I would say is a democratically problematic dynamic, but it is a dynamic nonetheless.
I'm standing out here in front of Anna Ganey's constituency office here in Westmount. Ganey has consistently denied an interview request with CJLO News for unspecified reasons. No one has spoken with me. I've knocked on the doors and I've been ignored by the people within the office. This is not for trying. We've attempted multiple times to phone Ganey's constituency office and her parliamentary office.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.